Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary on St. Patrick's Day. All faith and begorra at St. Patty's Day. So away we go with the Irish hootenanny, the shenanigans, the blarney, as it were. St. Patrick wasn't Irish. They think he was either born in Scotland or Wales, and he was brought to Ireland as a slave.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Did you know that the song Danny Boy was written by an English songwriter named Frederick Weatherly? It's set to an Irish melody called Londonderry Air. Also, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling was written by two Americans. Speaking of Americans, there are way more Irish in America than in Ireland. There are approximately 36 million Americans, I being one of them, with Irish ancestors. The population of Ireland in total, 4.5 million. St. Patrick's name wasn't actually Patrick. It was actually Malwin. And the holiday marks his death, not his birth. 1% of all the beer in the world is consumed on St. Patrick's Day. And in that vein, Guinness sees the biggest boost of any individual beer on St. Patrick's Day. On average, people worldwide drink 5.5 pints of Guinness. On St. Patrick's Day, that jumps to 13 million pints. America's bar tab will be approximately $245 million. And approximately 133 million American adults, or a little over 56% of the adult population, will celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year. 84% of them will wear green. If you don't, and I find you, I'll pinch you. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.